on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everyone? This is Knockout Radio back on the air, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. See, I figure if I just talk nonstop,
okay,
then you won't jump in and say you're do or deuce.
No, I won't say. I won't say.
Or whatever that is that you always
pronounce
say.
It the correct way.
Yeah, it's duh.
Do.
No, it's duh.
Do. It's yeah. French.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you're not French.
Oui.
We're not French. And it's duh.
Oh, okay.
Are you Bagel Boss or are you Lenny Dykstra? I just want to know.
I don't think either one of them fought, did they?
No, neither one showed.
So how does that
Dykstra
happen?
Backed out. Bagel Clown didn't show.
Why did the Lenny Nails Dykstra back out? I mean, he was like a Iron Man of MLB.
He backed out because he has to get his affairs in order, I guess. He has another court case coming up.
What?
Like he was going to train for this anyway. That's the silliness of it. But
so celebrity boxing coming back, making a reemergence?
I believe that the next one is down in Fort Lauderdale, and then the one that allegedly you were going to be on will now be like later in February or March. And
so I have time.
We'll worry about it 2 days before they show up here.
Well, I need a training camp.
You don't.
Well, I
watched. You don't. You don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. And you have no athletic talent at all, and you still don't need to worry about it.
Well, I mean, even if I fight Anthony Rumble Johnson?
No.
Wouldn't I need
just be careful here.
What are you
talking
about?
Don't say anything stupid.
Why?
Because I have an hour and 57 minutes left, and I don't want to do it solo.
Okay.
All right? UFC comes to town next week. I'm very excited about it.
What'd you say?
Thanks for listening. Why don't you put that thing down and pay attention?
Well, I was reading this headline, and it pertains to me.
See? So go ahead and read it.
Says, Anthony Johnson slams media clowns over report of arrest warrant, vows to make them regret it.
Okay, that's why you have to be A, careful that you don't say stuff that you make up, and B, that all you do is fumble through the internet, find some quote, because you don't read everything.
No.
You don't read anything, not everything. You read the headlines, and that's a tool. Maneuver.
It's just in regards to him missing a court date following a September 27th hearing for misdemeanor domestic battery charges.
Who cares? Seriously.
So a warrant was issued for his arrest.
Who cares?
The media cares. The internet cares.
All right. First of all, let's set some ground rules.
Yes.
You're not media.
Well yeah, because this one says that he's making vows to regret, so I'm definitely not media.
First and foremost.
But I am a clown.
You are a clown.
And he says, media clowns. He's got to be talking about
all
me.
All right. Well, you got me there.
So then I'll see him in the celebrity boxing ringside.
All right. Ringside, not in the ring.
Well, I'll be the announcer, so. And then I guess I'll fight him when I'm done announcing.
Please, come on. I don't want to get all round.
Let's do it. Why not?
Why not?
It'd be a nice tune-up fight for him to come back to the heavyweight division.
Honestly?
He wants to fight Overeem.
Honestly?
Yes.
If you fought Anthony Rumble Johnson.
Okay.
Even wearing the stupid headgear.
Yep.
Even if they allowed the 47-ounce gloves.
Oh.
Like One Punch did, at the UFC 1.
Yeah.
He would still rattle your brain so bad.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Because what if I just did the Stipe left-handed liver shots? Like Cormier went down like a ton of bricks.
First of all, you wouldn't hurt him. You would hurt your hand hitting him in the body.
Really?
Yeah. You would.
I mean, if a fireman can beat, Cormier, I could beat
Do
Johnson.
You think I'm going to try to keep you on track?
I'm a pizza guy.
You're a clown. You're a clown. You're not a pizza guy. You play in fire.
I make wood fire pizzas, and then he puts them out.
Do you think Stipe is the greatest heavyweight in the UFC history?
Can't deny that he's not.
Oh, sure you can.
How can you deny it?
You can deny anything you want. You normally do.
But the most defenses. He's put the belt up. He's defended the most of anyone in history.
Do we need to look at the list of who has had the title since the very beginning, or does that not matter? Are you putting everything on he has the most defenses, that makes him the greatest?
I think it means more in this era, at this point where the sport has evolved so much.
Does he need to win the third fight to be considered the greatest of all time?
No. No, I don't think he needs to.
Really?
I don't think he needs to beat Cormier again. But, you know, the heavyweight division's changed a lot. It used to be those guys were slower, and they would just go in there and, like, rock them and sock them, and whoever fell down first from a big blow. But now these guys have, like, skill. Now they have to do jiu-jitsu. I mean, the sport's evolved. I mean, these guys.
You've seen Stipe do jiu-jitsu?
No, but Cormier did that first round and, like, used his wrestling and, like, dominated that first round, and then he got away from it because of ego.
Yep.
And, you know, lost the fight. But I think to do what Stipe has done at this stage of the game and this era of the sport, how it's evolved for over 25 years, you got to say he's the most dominant heavyweight champion of all time.
I don't know if you can say that because of losing to Cormier, how he lost to Cormier, and I might be willing to give him, and I'm not taking credit away from him, but because they're 1-1, I think he needs to win the third fight.
A lot of people say the first fight was just a lucky punch. Hit him in the right spot.
Is that same with Sancho's?
Well, I think that Cormier believes some of that because I think that played into his strategy of why he wanted to knock him out to show that it wasn't luck. He was unable to do so and ended up losing to liver strikes. I think Cormier believes that he got lucky the first time. I think that's why he played that strategy the second time.
I don't think he believes he got lucky.
You know if you got lucky or not. You know,
I believe, and I even asked some of the football guests that came Monday night. By the way, what an incredible show!
Yeah, what's going on over there?
It was really incredible. We had former Tampa Bay Buccaneer first round draft pick in 1990, Keith McCants there, and I have not spoken to Keith McCants since probably 1993.
Oh wow!
That's 26 years.
Okay.
26 years since I last spoke to him.
Wow.
And like I said on the show, I'm not sure I remember a bigger name, it was like the Beatles coming to town when he got drafted.
Really? And he played obviously with the Bucs.
Obviously, since he was drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 1990 in the first round, the fourth pick. Pay attention.
I don't remember that.
I just said it.
I was in high school.
What does that have to do with what I just said?
And I don't really listen to what you say. but no, you're
not going to make the hour.
Oh, I'm going to make it.
You're not.
I'm making it.
I'm telling you. I'll put money down.
But how did you reconnect with Keith McCants?
But believe it or not, it was a tweet, a photo of him and Styles G. White. And I responded to him. We talked, you know, via Twitter. He came out to the show. Phenomenal stuff. It's sad, and I didn't talk about it on Monday. He came in with a cane. Dude's 51 years old. We don't realize as fans, as media, as general public, what athletes put themselves through. I'm not saying feel sorry for him, you know, because I don't. But I don't think anybody realizes what all these guys, all these athletes, all these women go through. You know, we watch when they're 21. We don't see them when they're 50, 51, 61, 71, sure. You know, and to see a 51-year-old man, you know, 8 years younger than me, walks like he's 80.
Yeah.
When Warren Sapp had his hip problems, and I literally teared up seeing the greatest Tampa Bay Buccaneer of all time not able to walk from a car to a restaurant. We just take it all for granted. You know, they're here for our entertainment. And that's why a lot of times I think we need to step back, whether we're talking fighters, whether we're talking, you know, baseball, football, basketball, whatever. They need to do what's best for them financially.
Sure.
They need to do what's best for them, period. I honestly, deep down, you know, we all say, oh, they're so great for the fans. They are great for the fans, but they need to worry about themselves first.
Sure.
You know, this loyalty. You don't need to be loyal to a team. You need to be loyal to yourself. And if the team is loyal to you, then that's different, meaning money-wise, meaning, you know, health benefits. Do you know these guys have no health benefits?
Yeah.
When they leave the NFL?
They're on their own.
They're on their own.
And then the surgeries and the recovery, that's all out of pocket, you know. So, No, I mean, they're literally modern-day gladiators. I mean, all sport.
Well, all sports are.
All sports are modern-day gladiators.
Including the soon-to-be college kids that are going to make money in California.
Did you see that?
I think it's going to open it up to a big problem. I'm not saying that I'm against it. I'm not for it. I don't really care.
I mean, who's going to determine the value of what they pay for which sports? Like, how are you going to level the playing field?
I think it's going to be, and again, I'm like you. I haven't read up on this whole thing. But it's whatever they do. It's their deal. So if they go out as your starting quarterback at UCLA and get a deal with a car dealership, it's whatever deal they work.
Wow. So you're on your own?
Are athletes now going to pass up kind of the similar, like, do you go to USC or UCLA and not go to Georgia? Because you know you're going to be able to pocket money out there. And the top athletes in the, you know, the first, I don't know, 80, you know, on that big list, you know, your third school is, I don't even care, Cal, right?
Yeah, right.
And your first school is, I'm going to say this just so I can be a real media journalist.
Okay.
Your first pick is Auburn.
Okay.
You should be shot. But if that is your first pick, you know, whatever. And your third pick is Cal. And Cal comes back, yeah, yeah, yeah. And Auburn comes back, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know you're going to be able to make that money legally that you're going to illegally make in other places. I'm not saying with schools. I'm just
so it's only going to be like California.
California, right?
It's
now.
Only the one
right now.
So until all states like mandate it.
But will they? It's like the marijuana.
Yeah.
Some states do. Some states don't. So
yeah, it's going to change the landscape of college athletics for sure. I mean, because that's kind of the thing that people love about it, right? I mean, it's the kids that are hungry. Trying to like prove themselves to get to that next level, so they play with heart, and that's why the professional sports
everybody should be playing with heart.
But the professional they take plays off. Let's be honest. NCAA college basketball, March Madness is by far the greatest sporting venue on the planet.
I disagree.
On the planet.
I disagree.
On the planet.
I disagree.
Ever.
You're wrong as always.
No, that's a fact.
You're wrong as always.
Ask Dickie Vitale.
But just because he's a basketball guy,
he's the guy. But what other tournament can you get 64 teams that anyone can win, right? Like Cinderella story.
That's not true.
Why can't anyone win?
Because the number 16 is never going to win. Ever. That
doesn't mean they can't.
Of course they can't.
It doesn't mean they can't.
They're a number 16 for a reason. There is no way a number 16 is going to win the tournament.
They have a
for the first time ever. They finally beat a one.
They have a but they have an opportunity.
They have an opportunity.
That's it.
They don't have the potential. Okay. I'm just saying. I mean, honestly,
it's not likely.
A perfect co-clown would have said, if you don't believe the March Madness is the greatest sporting event on planet Earth, what is? That's what you should have come back and said.
Okay.
But you didn't. You are an amateur. So with that, we'll hit a break, and maybe you'll learn what to come back and say when we return from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Godsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
The most exciting fight promotion is back. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, live from the Florida Fairgrounds in Tampa, with a monstrous fight card, including Bigfoot versus Gonzaga, as Bigfoot Silva makes his bare knuckle debut against Gabriel Gonzaga. Plus, Jim the Beast Allers battles Julian Hellboy Lane, and the semifinals of the Women's Featherweight Tournament. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, Saturday, October 19th. Tickets available exclusively at bareknuckle.tv.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay on October 12th for their signature Black Tie Gala, featuring adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk, and much, much more. Make sure to secure your spot now. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets sell out early. Buy tickets and learn more about our sponsorship opportunities at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
UFC heads back to Tampa on Saturday, October 12th, with Joanna Jędrzejczyk facing Michelle Waterson. See UFC Fight Night at Amalie Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
We are back to Knockout on Tour de Pizza Duke, 8824 4th Street North in St. Pete. Welcome back, Randy. And if, before the break, I mentioned that the NCAA March Madness men's basketball tournament was the greatest sporting event on the planet Earth, and you seem to disagree. So what would you say is a better sporting spectacle?
Oh, you almost came back like a pro. Yeah, almost, I'm saying. I'm trying. You know, when I disagreed, you should have said, all right. Knucklehead, what do you think? I believe the NCAA wrestling tournament is the greatest tournament on planet Earth.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And why?
Because a 10 seed does have a chance to go on and win the tournament.
Okay.
The 10th best wrestler in America in college wrestling has a shot. The 16th, you know, I don't know how many numbers on there. I think they go into the teens because okay. It's, you know, the bracket thing. So a 16, a 14, a 13, you know, it's not 16, 16, 16, 16. It's the 16. And if he gets a, in your words, a Daniel Cormier lucky shot, you know, and gets a pin early or whatever, he has a chance. So a 16 seed, because there's only 16 seeds.
So a 16 seed could beat Ryan Bader when he was wrestling for Arizona?
Sure.
Yeah. But didn't Brock Lesnar win the NCAA?
I believe he won two.
Two?
Yeah.
Minnesota? Is that where you went to college? Is he a golfer?
Yeah.
A golfer. Sure.
It's going to be a tough hour and 30 minutes to get through this.
Why?
I'm just losing focus. Got to be honest.
What are you talking about?
I'm just losing focus.
No, let's go back to your Monday Night Players show. That's like what you talked about one half of the event. Well, who was the other guy?
You mean the co-host?
Yeah, the co-host.
The co-host, not our mystery guest that popped up out of nowhere, and I happened to turn around and I saw Styles G. White sitting behind me, which startled me in itself. But yeah, Dexter Jackson has joined the Monday Night Show, which is pretty cool. He has the worst. He was the MVP of the worst Super Bowl to win the MVP. Okay, not the worst game and not the worst teams, but he has to write out XXXVIII. So he is the longest that he has to write. You know, right. You win Super Bowl 10, you put the right. X.
Sure.
You know, you win Super Bowl 20, the XX.
I'd want to be triple X.
Of course you would.
Super Bowl 30. That's the one.
40? What would you put for 40?
Too many X's.
There's no X's in 40.
Yeah, like triple X.
That's would be for 30.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'd stop at 30.
You even aware there's a UFC this weekend?
I am, but before you move past all that, Dexter Jackson is a big name.
Here. Oh yeah. Oh, we're back on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Dexter Jackson, but like Dexter Jackson isn't the same Dexter Jackson that I think of when I hear Dexter Jackson.
Who do you think of?
The bodybuilder, Mr. Olympia.
Never heard of him.
The greatest Dexter Jackson of all Dexter Jacksons.
I disagree with you.
So I looked up famous athletes that share the same name with other celebrities. So I thought, if you want to kill some time,
sure, go ahead.
Run down the list. So we got Jimmy Walker,
JJ,
JJ. Remember Jimmy Walker?
Yeah, so Dynamite.
Some good times. He shares a name with Jimmy Walker, who just won, who won his first career golf tournament. So the golfer Jimmy. So which one wins?
Is he the Korean that just got suspended for 3 years for flipping off the fans? You know what they ought to do? Huh. They ought to make a Happy Gilmore 2 and make him Happy Gilmore. Right?
That's a great casting call. Right? You should direct that. I'll be your...
I'm sending a script. I'm going to write a script. This is true.
Okay.
I'm going to write a script of something that I was concerned about, and I spoke to some undercover, high up, whatever you want to call them. I mean...
Executives.
No, they're not executives. Oh. They're in the... in the FBI police genre. Okay.
All right.
And I spoke to him last night about this.
Really?
And I am going to send it into Bull, the TV show Bull. I think this would be an awesome episode. Now, they just had one very similar where a lady was serving alcohol and she didn't want to serve any more to this guy because he was, intoxicated.
Okay.
And the owner of the bar said, no, he's okay because it's cash coming in.
Sure.
He went, got in a car, drove home. She got in a cab and followed him.
Okay.
Made sure he got home.
Okay.
When he went inside the house, she pulled out, and then he pulled a gun out and shot everybody in the house.
Oh, my God.
And that, well, it's...
That was an episode.
It was an episode.
Oh, it wasn't real life.
Yeah, no, that was an episode. So here's the episode. Well, do I have trademark rights if I tell you what it is and somebody beats me to sending this in?
As long as it's not in China. They don't respect our trademarks.
I made a comment a couple weeks ago that I'm going to go out and purchase some axes,
okay,
and have the axe murderer, Wanderlei Silva, sign.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And I'm going to give them away.
Sure.
So my thing is, and that's what I asked ATP or ATH or whatever all those guys are. What is it? Alcohol, tobacco,
firearm,
ATF. So ATF. If I do that, if I give an axe to somebody.
And they go out.
And they go out and chop someone's finger off or someone's head off.
Chop their bodies up.
Yeah. Can it come back on me? They laughed at me.
Did they?
Yeah. I said, of course not.
I think in today's modern world, you can't do anything.
I agree.
Because they would just assume that you assisted it. Like some lawyer would twist the words and say, well, if you wouldn't give them the weapon, they wouldn't have the opportunity, and they wouldn't know where to get it.
I agree. Now, they said no because like you could give a knife set as a Hanukkah gift or a Kwanzaa gift, and you know then they take the knife and kill a pizza guy.
I wouldn't even give a compliment in today's world.
Wouldn't give a compliment to who?
I wouldn't give a compliment in today's world. No. You can't even do a compliment.
No, you're right.
Because it comes back on you like, it made me feel some way or emotionally I'm distressed. Well, let's do this. While we're going through these like names that share a famous name.
Sure.
Let's which one has a better career or a bigger career? Jimmy Walker, the golf player, or Jimmy Walker, the TV star.
Are you asking me personally?
Yeah, you personally.
Me personally, it would be the actor, because I've never heard of the other one.
All right. Luke Wilson. Luke Wilson is a Canadian.
I can only think of one Luke Wilson.
And that is?
Owen's brother.
Okay, so the actor.
Yeah. Right.
So you got him, and you got Luke Wilson, who is a Canadian-American tight end for the Seattle Seahawks.
All right. How are you a Canadian-American?
Born on the border?
No, that would be a Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's stay where you are. They changed the slogan.
Now, my former co-host, Dave Kokotis, was a American, well, he was a Canadian-American Japanese citizenship. So he had everything, and I still don't know how he did it.
Hmm.
But since he did serve in our military as a Marine, I will honor his American citizenship. But if you're Canadian, I don't know.
Well, I think you have to denounce your U.S. citizenship to become another nationality.
No, right? I don't think he did.
Huh.
All right, next.
All right. Gunnar Nelson. One is an Icelandic mixed martial artist.
Right.
And the other is a pop group, Nelson.
The Nelson Brothers?
Yeah. The rock and roll.
I'm going to say that the rocker is more well-known.
Okay.
You know, I know obviously more Gunnar Nelson, the UFC fighter. The MMA fighter, whichever one you want to go by. But obviously I've heard of the Nelson twins and his father and all that stuff. So I'm going to go with the rocker on this one.
Mm-hmm. John Singleton. One is the first baseman for the Houston Astros. And one is the Oscar-nominated director, such as Boys in the Hood.
I'm going to say neither. I don't know either.
The director, for sure.
Right. You wouldn't know the director.
Yeah, of course.
You've heard of the movie, but yeah, you don't know who directed it.
Yeah, John Singleton.
Shut up.
He does everything. He does all the movies.
Whatever.
He could write your script for you.
Yeah, I've never heard of either one of them.
Send it to him. Don't send it to the ATF, guys.
I didn't send it to the ATF. I asked them, if I give this axe away next week, or it's 2 weeks, Vandalay hopefully will be on the show in 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
So I think what we're going to do is... Well, I know what we're doing next week. Next week, I'm going to come live from the UFC media room.
Awesome.
In Tampa. I'm going to have a legitimate co-host next week, as Alon Cruz is going to sit in.
Awesome.
And I figured it would be perfect. UFC in town, recently signed UFC fighter. I have the list, 6 fighters that will be on the program next week.
That's big.
I'm going to wait until confirmation that the fighters know.
Sure.
They liked the fighters to find out from them before they find out from us. But I will break one right now because it goes without saying. Max Griffin will be on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max Griffin's awesome.
And then we got to figure out how to get one of your 2 shops open on Sunday.
Okay.
So we can try to get some of the fighters to come over next Sunday.
Yes, because like those guys who are real life gladiators, I will be at the Colosseum in Italy, in Rome.
What's the chance of you doing something really stupid over there?
Oh, man.
Probably good.
It's going up by the day.
Probably good.
I mean, I was considering going to the Bellator fight in Milan on the 12th. It's just a short train ride from Rome. So that'd be kind of cool.
It would be a lot of cool, but the person who wears the pants in your family says, I know.
No, she actually thought it'd be cool, too. She's a big fan. The only fear I have is, like, I don't want to take a 3-hour car ride or a train ride. And get there like, and it's an eye poke for the final fight and ends in 15 seconds. You know, just
in like, a way that I'm going to say why that's a stupid comment.
Why is it a stupid comment?
Because you can't tell me anybody who's on that card next week.
It doesn't matter.
Well, sure it does. What difference does it make? It's one thing if you go to a fight to see Rodriguez versus
Stevens
from Stevens.
Right.
You go to that and you know who it's there. You went to see Jeremy Stevens fight,
right?
Which, by the way, rebooked. I think it's confirmed for Boston in a couple of weeks. And because of what was said, and I normally don't root publicly. A lot of times I'll root internally. There's certain fighters I will always root for no matter what.
Of course.
I hope Jeremy Stevens just mops the floor up.
Really?
With Rodriguez, yeah. Just because of the stupidity and the things that were said. And
so after the fight, Bisping came in to do the interview, and Rodriguez reacted like he threw an elbow almost, like he looked like he was trying to hit Bisping. I mean, thoughts? I mean, first off, Bisping didn't even flinch or take a step backwards.
Right.
He was just like...
big ups to Michael Bisping, because when we, you know, move over, you know, to the next, we're going to talk about our friend, Big Dan Mergliotta.
Sure.
And what happened at Bellator in, I guess it was in Ireland.
Dublin, yeah.
But he would have been within his right. Of course, he wouldn't have looked very good. He should have waited till he got on the back and then, you know, body slammed him, thrown him to the ground, do a Dan Henderson punch like Dan did to Bisping, yeah, due to Rodriguez. Just some of the things that you did it. He poked Stevens, whether it was, yeah, intentional or on purpose.
Sure.
Well, that's the same thing, intentional or on purpose or by accident. You did it. So for you to say that he was faking, you did it. You know you did it.
I don't think he's faking. They're trying to open his eye. The doctors are trying to open it forcefully, and it just...
I understand that the opponent and fans or whatever would say he tried to get out. You know, that's what we said about with the Bader fight with Czech Congo.
Yeah.
You know, the Czech Congo used that to get out of a fight. This is 5 seconds into a fight.
15.
And the first 10 seconds took him walking, you know, to the center of the, sure, ring. That's the beauty of, you know, BKFC. You start in the middle.
Right.
To say that Jeremy Stevens wanted out of a fight 15 seconds into a fight after 6 weeks of living in Mexico.
Living there. Training. Yeah. Like sacrificing from his family.
So I am going to root for Jeremy Stevens in Boston.
So it brings up two questions, right? One question I have now is it time for a redesign of an MMA glove?
How?
To keep the fingers closed, to wrap them to where they can't open.
So now you'll just fight with clubs.
What other solution?
How are you going to put a submission on? How are you going to put a rear naked on? How are you going to?
What about like rubber thimbles or I don't know. Like, have you thought about the thimble design?
You make them, you know, clutches like that, and then when you throw them to the ground, and you have to announce, I'm going to put on a rear naked, and then they put you in a hold, and then they change your glove. All right, when we come back, let's address the Dan Mergliotta, and I know he has since addressed it as well, so we'll talk about that, and who knows.
And I got more questions about Mexico. I'm not done with Mexico yet.
Well, and I want to get back to this. This is not bad.
Yeah, but I want to get back to Mexico because I got a question for you.
All right.
After the break.
If we remember, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The most exciting fight promotion is back. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, live from the Florida Fairgrounds in Tampa, with a monstrous fight card, including Bigfoot versus Gonzaga, as Bigfoot Silva makes his bare knuckle debut against Gabriel Gonzaga. Plus, Jim the Beast Allers battles Julian Hellboy Lane, and the semifinals of the Women's Featherweight Tournament. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, Saturday, October 19th. Tickets available exclusively at bareknuckle.tv.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay on October 12th for their signature Black Tie Gala, featuring adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk, and much, much more. Make sure to secure your spot now. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets sell out early. Buy tickets and learn more about our sponsorship opportunities at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
UFC heads back to Tampa on Saturday, October 12th with Joanna Jędrzejczyk facing Michelle Waterson. See UFC Fight Night at Amalie Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live toward the pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. And we are going to give away another pair of UFC tickets for next Saturday night. Joanna versus Michelle Waterson. Nico Price coming to town.
Eric Anders. Yeah.
I went up to O.J. Howard,
yep.
Tampa Bay Buccaneer tight end.
Sure.
And I said, I'm just curious, have you met Eric Anders? You know, because Eric went to Alabama as well. And we started to talk for a minute, and he said, I think Eric is older than him. And I said, well, do you want to meet him? He's coming to town. You're both tied, especially with Keith McCants last night.
Sure.
He's like, I think you've been talking to Mike Evans, because Mike's a big MMA. I go, no, you and I have talked about Alabama. We don't talk about MMA right. per se, but we talked about Alabama. He goes, oh, yeah, you're right. But, yeah, Eric Anders. Matt Friola.
Yeah, local Tampa guy, fighting out of New York now.
Yep.
It's going to be a great, great event.
It is going to be cool.
It's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it. It's in, you know, our backyard. I kind of stick my chest out a little bit when the UFC comes to town.
Do you want to,
I feel like I'm kind of, you know.
Would you like to know a guarantee? Like a guarantee?
That you won't be there? That's correct. A guarantee.
Because the last time the UFC was in Tampa, I was in Brazil. This time the UFC is in Tampa, I'll be in Italy. Or Portugal, or both. I don't know. The 12th, probably still in Rome. But, yeah, guaranteed that the UFC comes here, I'll be in another country.
And some of my contacts at the UFC, I want you to, I'm going to say this publicly.
Okay.
They were upset that you were out of town.
Okay.
But still wanted to make sure they were getting pizza next week.
Oh, yeah. Pizza's still there.
And I said, yes.
Yeah, pizza's still open.
They said, don't worry about it. We will take care of it.
Yeah,
they were like, oh, we're going to miss Matt. Pizza's still coming?
Yeah.
I'm so excited about the pizza. We're going to miss Matt, but pizza's still coming.
It's funny how my credential disappears if the pizza shop's not open.
That's true. I think it's a prerequisite. Is the pizza shop open? No, it's not? No. Credential declined.
But no, going back to the UFC fight in Mexico, you know, obviously the build up, you know, the Stevens and Yair Rodriguez fight.
Can you hear that?
What is it?
Is that you in the background?
No, it's my fan club. I have a cheering section. Okay. They ignore them. And they'll put the shirt cannon away and stop firing those things. But no, like the thing is, like, it's a big build up, right? You got this title, the main fight, you got the main event. And it's ended with a 15-second eye poke, right? Whether deliberate or not, doesn't matter. But what, like, the crowd reacted by throwing bottles, and the crowd went unruly, which is expected. They had to build up, and they spent a lot of money. So what is the most dangerous scenario you've ever been in? Like, have you, what was worse?
All right, let me think about that. You know, I remember being in Brazil, so, you know, it is kind of ironic. Anderson Silva versus Yushin Okami, and I remember that, and I remember it got ugly. Same thing, you know, things were thrown, things, you know, all of that. I remember as soon as the fight was over, I bolted into the back because they were throwing stuff as well in Rio. I think you're going to get that, unfortunately, everywhere. You know, so I don't necessarily hold those fans accountable and responsible. I hold all fans accountable and responsible. But that, It was very dangerous. You know, they had to throw stuff over Jeremy and get him out and all that kind of stuff. And
commentators are under the desk. And
what about the security people? You know, I don't know if you recognize the one security guy. Remember when I got yelled at for going to the wrong place?
Oh, yeah.
That was the guy who was walking Jeremy Stevens out. What about them? You know, they're putting, because again, it could have been a glass bottle. It could have been, you know, a fork.
In Mexico, all the Cokes come in glass bottles. That's the ones I carry here at the restaurant. Like those, the ones made in Mexico. Like, it's got the sugar cane, not the high corn fructose.
How do you drink a soda that was made in Mexico, which is 85% water, here in the States? Don't you not drink water in Mexico? Okay. Or do they import the water to Mexico to make the bottle in Mexico to send it back?
I don't know.
No, it was unfortunate.
But do you think that certain countries are more dangerous? Like, I mean, how secure are the UFC general population? Like, obviously, you know, you're in media, you're always at the next to the cage with the security inside the pit. But I mean, how like, based on which country are they in, are they more dangerous, more susceptible to violence?
Are we talking any event in general?
Yeah, or any event.
I mean, anything can happen anywhere.
Sure.
You know, somebody told me at the Bare Knuckle that somebody almost fell off or was pushed off, you know, and I think it was the event in Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
You know, and again, there's security there.
Sure.
You can't have security everywhere.
Because in combat sports, you have... there's an aggressive undertone,
morons.
Right? You have morons. You have a lot of people in the crowd. They've been drinking, you know, and everybody sees what's going on inside the ring or the octagon, and then they want to try it out. You know, that's what the Hooters and Wing House and, you know, it'd be a UFC fight, and then once it was over, everybody go out in the parking lot and try to duplicate it.
Because that's so different from the football game where the guy leaving the stadium, or it's happened in baseball as well, guy leaving the stadium in the opposing team's jersey and gets beat up.
Yeah.
Because so it has nothing to do with it being a combat sport.
Okay.
It truly doesn't. You know, we think because it's combat and they want to fight, it's not that. It's just people being morons. You know, the guy, it was a football thing, I believe. And again, it's been football and in baseball. And, you know, guy's been beat so bad that he's in a coma and, you know, all because he wore the jersey, which I would be okay with whoever did that going to jail for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... But it's just another, just using that as a reason to like not like somebody or.
I don't need reasons to not like people.
You're from Philly,
and certainly people don't need a reason to dislike me. So
you Philly guys don't even like Santa Claus.
You know, I talked to who was I just talking to about that, and I had to clarify. Matter of fact, it was last night at the Tampa Bay food fight.
Oh yeah, how was that?
I told. How about this? I told my son's soon-to-be stepson at some point. I'm sure. I said, you know what? I had an extra ticket because somebody bailed out and acted like a, you know, what word do you want me to call you?
Opportunist.
Okay. So the opportunist that didn't call me in enough time. So I said to Jack, I should have taken you to the food fight. He started to cry.
Really?
He's like, I don't want to fight for food.
Oh.
You know, he's only 5.
Sure.
Now, he would have eaten enough food for all of us.
And I bet he could throw some haymakers. I mean, he's a
big boy.
He's a big kid for 5.
But I promised him I will take him, you know, next year. But I was talking to the guy from Levy, you know, which is the local. They do all the concessions. They're at Emily, I believe they're at the Rays and the Bucks as well. And we started to talk, and he's from Cleveland. And I said, I really don't want to come in here because I'm not a Rays fan. So I really don't want to eat your food.
Right.
But because A, you said it was steak, and B, you really have nothing to do with the Rays.
Sure.
You're with Levy. I'll come in. We talked, and he brought up about Philly. He's from Cleveland, blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know, the story about booing Santa Claus was they didn't boo Santa Claus.
That's what you claim.
No, they didn't boo Santa Claus.
Okay.
Santa Claus didn't show. That's the whole thing. Santa Claus didn't show up.
Okay.
So they took a guy wearing a Santa Claus costume out of the stands to go on the field as Santa Claus.
Oh.
So they really didn't boo Santa Claus.
I feel like I've seen like an image of...
well, there was
like
a whole story about
it. Like the Santa Claus came in like a parachute. At the midfield, like during halftime.
No.
And they booed him when he landed.
No, that might have been another time.
Okay.
But the booing.
That's what I feel like I remember.
Well, and again, they're not booing Santa Claus because Santa Claus is at the North Pole.
Sure.
You know, so unless it's, you know, the 24th, you know, and he's on the sleigh riding around, you're not booing Santa Claus. You're booing an imposter. And that's the true Philadelphia way. You know, we hate
everybody.
Well, it's not that we hate
non-discriminating hate.
Well, that's definitely true. But I'm just saying they're booing an imposter. They didn't boo Santa Claus. Now, they did boo Mike Schmidt.
Iron Mike Schmidt?
No, it's Iron Mike Tyson, you knucklehead. It's not Iron Mike Schmidt.
No, what was Jack Schmidt's nickname?
I'm not sure he had one.
Tire Iron or something. What was it? Michael Jack Schmidt. That's what it was. Jack.
That's his middle name.
Jack Johnson.
I don't know what that has to do with Michael Jack Schmidt.
Oh, just Jack.
One of the biggest names, superstar in Philadelphia. So, I don't know why you took me on this angle.
I'm just saying, like, so speaking of Jack Johnson, which is more famous? Jack Johnson, the late world heavyweight boxing champ from 1908 to 1915.
Oh, I remember him.
Vividly. Or the great white hope musician, Jack Johnson.
This is going to go on the same as the last one, neither.
Really?
Never heard of either one of them.
Oh, you got to go with Jack Johnson, the boxer.
I'll go with
legendary.
Jack Johnson.
Legendary.
No, he is. Legendary. So I'll go with Jack Johnson.
But speaking of the food fight, I did see, after I bailed on you, and I apologize for the last minute cancellation, I saw you kissing another man on social media. That was a little weird.
First of all, clown tool, the photo is not me kissing another man.
You were receiving a kiss from another man.
Another man was kissing me.
That's
well, there's a big difference.
I guess it is. It is a big difference.
I was not kissing another man.
And who is said man in this photo?
Said man is one of the nicest, coolest, and it proves the world that we live in. We all can get along. But if you know Abe Musa, you would understand. Abe is the former owner of Mugs and Jugs,
okay,
which was located on
66.
Yeah, 66, then where it almost hits 19.
Yep.
And then I guess he franchised it or sold it or whatever he did, and then he opened up Abe's Place,
okay,
out on Seminole Boulevard. I love the guy. The guy's awesome. He really is a.
You caught up with him last night at the
as we were leaving
Tampa Bay,
you know,
food fight?
As we were sneaking out, because I'd literally had eaten so much octopus, I really couldn't eat anymore.
Really?
Have you ever eaten something that you love so much that it's to a point where it doesn't even taste good anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, I do that a lot with all-you-can-eat crab legs.
I've eaten so much pizza in my life. Like, I don't even enjoy
well,
it.
Well, I understand that, but I'm not saying over, you know, your lifetime.
Right.
I'm saying
just at one time.
Yeah, at one time you go to, like, when I went to Mississippi for BKFC last time, and I went to the all-you-can-eat lobster. I mean, the first 42 of them tasted good.
Right.
But when I got into, you know, 50 and 52, I'm like, this tastes awful.
Sure.
I can't eat anymore. So I kept telling the one guy who was making the octopus, and it was awesome. It was hot. It was it was beautiful. It tasted awesome. So the first five or six were awesome. And then, you know, after that, it kind of got to be a little too much. But
sure.
So, you know, we made three or four rounds.
I saw that St. Pete was the
victor.
Two in a row.
So they're now 2-1.
Mayor Rick Pressman holding up the trophy, the cup.
Before we run out of time, and I know we only got about 8 minutes on the segment left, did you watch any of the baseball last night?
No.
I did not either. And I probably won't. I will. I'm not going to lie. I'll probably flip on the channels just to see and hope how bad the Rays are losing.
Because they have a one-game playoff.
It's a one-game playoff in
Oakland tonight.
Milwaukee's winning last night in Washington.
Okay.
And the right fielder makes an error. And you know, ESPN, who makes up all this stuff, and, you know, it's the first error in the eighth inning of a playoff game with, you know, less than 1,600 people in the stands on a Friday with, you know, the sun facing the north. And, you know, so they make up whatever they want to make up.
Of course.
This dude, first he said it's not his first error. And then they put on the graphic, it's his first error.
Oh, okay.
And so it cost him the game.
Really? Yeah.
Well, it did. It did cost him the game.
So that would be another like same name, celebrity or athlete. So you have Will Smith from the Brewers. And you also have Will Smith, the actor, singer, musician.
Which Will Smith, though?
Oh, Fresh Prince, obviously.
But which one? You've seen his new movie that's coming out, right?
No.
It's Will Smith is fighting a clone of Will Smith.
Gemini. Oh, so he's fighting himself.
Right. So which Will Smith are you talking about?
The
actor or the drone?
I gotta go with the actor.
All right, the actor would be the one that I would go with, but I would go with the baseball player over the drone.
So it's like the man in the mirror, like the Michael Jackson thing.
I don't know what that means.
Just I don't know.
I really don't want to visualize Michael Jackson in a mirror. So,
well, you were the one receiving kisses from men last night.
I didn't receive kisses. I received a kiss.
Oh, okay. Well,
and we were going to take a picture, and my photographer clicked it as I got kissed by ML. On the cheek.
All right. Look, you don't have to explain to me.
He, part of the family, he was at my daughter's bat mitzvah. I love the guy, so I'm definitely okay with it.
Yeah.
All right. So what up? Where are we?
Let's see. Big Ding Margulata. So, I mean, he says that he's never going to referee.
Michael Page.
Michael Page. Again, now, I mean, as a referee, is he supposed to be impartial and neutral and like just do his job and no personal, like, discontent should be a factor?
I believe he did do his job. In the incident that happened after the fight when he called him a piece of blank happened after the fight, I believe. Now, I know that he said some things, you know, act professional, you know. I guess what Michael Page did was he was beating the crap out of the guy, and then he stopped and said some stuff.
Right, it was a ground and pound, and he was, like, talking trash.
But he would stop fighting and scream at him some obscenities or an obscenity. And then he would go back and throw some more haymakers and punch him some more times and then do it again.
Right.
And so Dan stopped it.
Penalized
him a point.
For what, taunting? I mean, what do you call that? I mean, was that?
Being a piece of whatever.
Garbage.
Garbage. And then after, he called him a piece of garbage.
Right.
And so has since said he was wrong, which he was. But, you know, it's not the first time. And Dan and I are very good friends. But there was a time, I think it was after Hardy won, and we talked about it, where he kind of rolled his eyes.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, sure. you can't do that as a ref or as a judge.
Because you're supposed to be neutral.
Well, he was neutral.
Like, or keep emotion out of it. It's not...
Right, you need to keep emotion out of it, but he was neutral. You know, it had nothing to do with the fight.
Right.
But it's hard. I mean, when a guy acts stupid and does a bunch of stupid stuff...
And he even said, you know, the guy was extremely talented, maybe one of the best talents that he's ever refereed, and that those antics don't need to be done.
Which I think Dan lied, just so you know.
Just lied. Right.
I mean, Michael Page is good.
Right.
But Michael Page isn't the best he's ever reffed.
Right, of course.
You know, Dan Mergliata has reffed many main events at the UFC, many co-main events at the UFC, and I would probably put most of them as more talented than Michael Page.
Sure.
And Michael Page is talented. I'm not taking that away from him.
Of course.
But to say he's probably the most talented he's ever reffed is not even a stretch. That's a lie.
Like when you said I was the most talented co-host you've ever had?
I'm pretty sure I've never said that.
Thought that was you.
I'm trying to think. Honestly, let's be honest here for a second.
Yes.
Let me try to go back in time and think of any of my co-hosts you'd be more talented than. And I don't know. I'd have to. Did I have a robot once? Did I have a drone?
A drone? I don't think so.
Because, you know, you might be more talented than them.
I mean, I think I'm climbing the ranks. I'm moving up in my unofficial ranking system. That places me at the...
Of your system.
I'm the best co-host pound per pound on the planet.
Of what?
Of my system. Of the...
I have no idea what you're talking about, or at this point even care.
Well, the UFC has their own ranking system.
Yeah.
And it means nothing. Like, Khabib has talked about how, like, out of respect, he deserves to be the number one pound for pound fighter on the planet. They didn't give it to him. They gave it to John Jones.
John Jones is the number one pound for pound fighter in the world.
And then your boy, what's the Canadian, the guy from the North, the Great White North?
What are you talking about?
Who's the one that they're doing the super fight for? Pierre, Saint Pierre. So they're talking about him coming back to fight Khabib.
He said he would only come back for Khabib or Conor.
And he says, I guess a photo on Instagram, him eating sushi. He looked slim and trim. It looks like he's in a cut.
So what does that have to do with the pound for pound list?
Well, I mean, who's the greatest pound for pound fighter?
Now?
Khabib or?
Now?
Yeah, now.
John Jones.
He's still John Jones?
Of course it's still John. How can it not be John Jones?
He's undefeated too.
One has nothing to do with
the other. He doesn't have any asterisks.
John Jones has a loss.
He doesn't have any asterisks.
It doesn't matter.
He has a disqualification against Matt Hamill.
Yes, he does.
So Khabib's got a better record.
A better record.
And he's fighting. He's dominant right now. Like, no one's even touching him.
He has a better record. But pound for pound, which is stupid, because what's pound for pound? Seriously, like, what does pound for pound mean?
Like proportions, like ratios, like.
So if John Jones weighed the same thing as Khabib,
right?
Okay, would he be as dominant as John Jones is as a light heavyweight? The answer would be yes.
You think John Jones at 155 would be Khabib?
I think John Jones is the best
fighter of all.
I believe that. Yes. Whether he had a loss or not, it doesn't matter.
Right.
And he does, but it's a DQ.
Right.
But it's not the loss. That doesn't make you pound for pound the better fighter. One's undefeated and one's not. It's who's the better pound for pound fighter. John Jones at 145 of the John Jones that is right now is a better fighter. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stassel.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strikeforce lightweight champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.